So we are gathered here today. Again, someone, if you still want to join, it's very possible. You get a kill badge, and there's some novelty prizes for people if you compete. Do we have a speller entering the ring? Yeah. All right. Woo.
I'll come spell, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, come up. If you're interested, get a lovely name tag here. These are the empty chairs. They're anti-alphabetical.
Two still.
You speller?
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You can go there. All right, lovely. Welcome to Spellcheck the Hacker Spelling Bee. This is an event that I invented, so there are no expectations. You have no idea this isn't going perfectly. So just for a little bit of context, who I am and why this is happening to you. My name is Breanne Hughes. I'm a technical editor for Bishop Fox security consulting firm. I have a master's in linguistics. I do a lot of word things. I like words a lot. And my day-to-day life is editing technical reports. And so that sort of merged into me making a style guide, which is available for you. So first thing is words. I do talks about words. They're pretty fun. And I've lost a lot of spelling bees. I lost a spelling bee in middle school on camouflage. I lost it in college on dilapidated, but I lived in Portland, Oregon for 8 years, and they had adult spelling bees. And so for the first time in my life, I got to hold a giant check. Has anyone gotten to hold a giant check? It's worth doing. If you can find a way to do it, go for it. So I won at this bee. I also won at a couple of other bees.
Wow.
And so I have a good time with words, and I thought this would be a fun thing. It's obviously a stressful situation for spellers, but it's also it's a good cathartic moment. But the word side of this wouldn't make any sense without the hacker tech side. So as I mentioned before, I made this cybersecurity style guide. This is what it looks like right now. It's 103 pages. It's mostly the actual content of how to write terms and which terms to choose for different scenarios. The beginning part tells you how to use it. The end part gives you some external resources. We actually just created a searchable browser version of this, which you can go to at cybersecuritystyleguide.com. It's very new. This is a sort of a soft launch. So it may be a little slow for the search, but you can also download the PDF of version 1.1. It's pretty great. I made it because I needed it as a technical editor, and it's turned out that a lot of other people could use it too. So I recommend checking it out. The main reason why I advocate for people to check out this guide is because life is an open book test. There's no reason why you have to know all the answers, and there's almost no reason why you would remember that website is together but web page is apart, and then web form is doing something, and then web comics, and I don't know. So you look at the style guide, and you don't have to keep looking this up every single time. And with all of the camel case and random capitalizations and tools and products and companies, this is just trying to make your life easier as a writer. Everyone needs an editor, and I can't be all of your editors, but you can check out this thing. So life is an open book test. Check out the cybersecurity style guide. The caveat to this lovely phrase is not tonight. Tonight is a closed book test. Please don't cheat. I'm not sure exactly how you would effectively cheat in this forum, but you just have your wits, your own knowledge. Perfect. This spelling bee has some rules. Unfortunately, the spellers are on stage, so they cannot see this very well, but I will say everything out loud. It's just that this is sort of summarizing the important parts so that the audience knows that I'm not just making up rules as I go along, and there is an asterisk to that statement. Okay, so the first thing to expect in this bee is that the official spelling of each term for the bee comes from the most recent version of the Bishop Fox Cybersecurity Style Guide. The terms in the bee may have variant spellings or homophones in the wide world, but if it's not the one from the guide, it's considered incorrect for this bee. I know that a lot of people only interact with tool names in the context of like terminal, but in this case, we're going off of their legal names, the strange way they tend to capitalize things, not in their logo, because sometimes people stylize as, you know, all lowercase, but the actual sort of way they are written in formal technical reports. So that's what they're coming from. You can take it up with me, but I am the host, announcer, judge, jury, and executioner, and bouncer. And so, like, you can ask to talk to my manager, but it's also me. yeah. Okay. So another thing to keep in mind, I'd ask that the spellers repeat the term back to me before you spell it, so I make sure you heard it right. I haven't been in a panel in this room today, so I'm not sure exactly how the acoustics are going to work, but the curious role of a spelling bee announcer is that I want you all to succeed, and then all of you eventually fail except for one person. So anything I can do to help you within the rules of the bee, I will try to do. So be sure to repeat it back so I make sure you're hearing if it's a plural version or a, you know, some conjugation of the word. Okay. You, as the speller, can ask for certain things. You can ask to hear the term repeated. You can ask for part of speech, a sort of additional information, kind of like a short definition or an example sentence. You can ask for this as many times as you want. If there are pronunciation variants, I'll say that up top, so you don't have to worry about that being tricksy. I have a little friendly speller sheet that I will have up here to remind you of the things that you can ask me. Okay. If you, the speller, do not ask a clarifying question and there is a homophone for that term, so capital black hat versus lowercase black hat, and you spell the wrong one, that's considered incorrect for the bee, so it's better to ask at least a question if you feel like you might get the wrong one. We're going to skip that one. Okay, next thing is no takebacks. You can't change your answers once you begin. This tragically happened in a college spelling bee, not to me, but someone else. The word was hygiene, and they were very concerned about the vowel part of the word, and they said G. And they were wrong, because hygiene does not start with a G. So it did happen in the practice bee also that that somebody was concerned about a part of the word and they started spelling there. Unfortunately, that will mean you're out. So think about the letters you're about to say. Say them intentionally because you can't change them. You can restart if it helps you to gain momentum, but you can't change what you've already said. Okay, so if it helps you, spellers, you can do any of the following while you think. You can mime writing the term in the air. You can trace it on your shirt with a finger. You can trace it on your arm. You can type it in the air, or you can text it in the air. I've been told on good authority from people involved in the Scripps Bee that spellers have done all of those things in competition. So whatever helps you, muscle memory, remember what's going on, go for it. Okay, so the evil twist of this bee is that capitalization will count. The first three rounds, everything will be lowercase, and then in round four, everything will contain at least one capital letter to kind of practice, and then after round four, they'll be mixed in at random. I think that's all I have to say about that. I'm just trying to let you know, so later when you're mad at me, I know I told you earlier. You still may be bad, but I'll know I told you. Okay, so if you do, if you have a capitalization, you should assume that the letters are automatically lowercase, so capitalization needs to be called out, like you have shift key but not caps lock. So if you were saying GDPR, it'd be capital G, capital D, capital P, capital R. Lowercase is implied. If you want to, you can also say the lowercase if it's in a mixed word. So for the abbreviation of man in the middle, you could say capital M, lowercase I, lowercase d, capital M. That's the way we happen to do it in our reports. That's not in the B, obviously, since it's an example word. You can say capital X or uppercase X, whichever one you prefer. So if spellers are incorrect, the announcer will ding a bell or a gong or both, and the audience will go, aw, let's practice. Yes, just trying to, I'm parched. So if at least one speller has already spelled successfully in the round, the incorrect speller should go join the crowd. In this B, the winner will correctly spell one more term than everyone else, so it's not like scripts. So if everyone spells incorrectly in the first round except for one person, that one person wins, and then we're out of here. But if at least two spellers are successful in a round, then we continue on to the next round. And if all remaining spellers are eliminated in a single round, they all return. So that's the end. And then here's that little asterisk. You should expect the unexpected. If the last few spellers are amazingly difficult to eliminate, I may introduce variant rules into the B. Watch out for that. Yeah, if you want to, but it seems like actively not helping your cause in a spelling bee to have trouble pronouncing things. Yeah. The prizes, all your spellers, you get to keep your IDs as prizes. If you want to swap all your letters around, that's fine by me. And then the winner also gets a novelty prize bag in addition to that, which we'll talk about when we get there. If you want to tweet about this at any point, I have a little hashtag. That's my Twitter account. And if you're interested in checking out the guide, you can go to the site there. So that is the introduction part.
We have a question about this.
Yes?
What is the etymology of the word be in this context?
It's an event. I have learned this, but it's not very interesting to me, so I didn't remember it. Yes, that's right. It is entomology in this case. Thank you. I'm sorry we didn't have lunch sooner. You're a good man, Mark. All right.
I am a beekeeper.
Oh, real question.
Using every key on the keyboard to spell?
Oh, yes. That's the other thing. Capitalization is the only thing. If there's a space or a hyphen, I don't care. It's just the letters and the capitalization.
So you gave the example of man in the middle.
Yes.
The example of black hat. So it's not B-L-A-C-K, space hat.
Yeah.
M-A-N hyphen in hyphen.
Right. You wouldn't do that in those cases.
It wouldn't matter what
right.
It would matter, we'll get it right.
Yes. It's a benign thing to do.
Any numbers? Numbers? You said benign
numbers? All right. Well, I hope you stick around to at least round 5, because there might be something for you. Okay. So I'm going to get the friendly speller sheet over here and get myself organized, and then we will begin. If anyone else would like to join, you can hypothetically be part of the B. If somebody has like a last minute regret moment, you doing it? Okay. All right. So for spellers, you want to go to the podium there? All right. Let me just, sorry, I'm trying to make this more beautiful, right? Okay. Let me just take a sip for a second here.
Well, she's the MC, and I brought this because this could be her MC Hammer.
It hurts. It hurts in several ways. Okay. All right. Speller N. All right. All right. Your term is bandwidth.
Bandwidth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. BANDWITH. Bandwidth. DTH.
That goes too much. I'm so sorry. You do get to keep your name tag there.
That was fast.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Someone give this guy a shot.
Dude next to dude. Yeah. Round one is supposed to be a morale boost, you guys. All right. Okay. Your term is chat room.
CHATROOM.
Correct. Speller N, I have a sticker for you. I didn't have it out yet, but you deserve. You've earned a sticker.
Sticker?
Yeah. This is a whole thing.
Nice consolation prize.
All right. Speller. All right. Your term is checksum.
Checksum. C-H-E-C-K-S-U-M.
Did he say it right? Okay. Thank you. Sorry. It was a weird pause. Zach, you my unofficial judge over there? Okay. Okay. Just zoned out there for a second. All right. So your term is keychain.
K-E-Y-C-H-A-I-N.
Correct. Nick Speller. Your term is clickbait.
C-L-I-C-K-B-A-I-T.
Correct. Get this up here.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Emma. Emma's a genius. All right. Your term is healthcare.
Healthcare. H-E-A-L-T-H-C-A-R-E.
Correct. Your term is crowdsource.
Crowdsource. C-R-O-W-D-S-O-U-R-C-E.
Correct. Right, it's you, Bernie.
I'll get the gong ready.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Your term is live stream.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I certainly can. Your sentence is, it is surprisingly engaging to watch a live stream of speedrunning during Games Played Quisk's yearly marathon. Here, live stream.
Live stream. L-I-V-E-S-T-R-E-A-M.
Correct. The sentences are weird. All right. Your term is motherboard.
Motherboard. M-O-T-H-E-R-B-O-A-R-D.
Correct. Thank you. Right. Your term is fingerprinting.
Fingerprinting. F-I-N-G-E-R-P-R-I-N-T-I-N-G.
Correct. I would recommend slowing down a bit in the future. I make sure I hear all your futuristic letters. All right. Your term is failover.
Failover?
Mm-hmm.
F-A-I-L-O-V-E-R.
Correct. Just making sure you are done.
Rachel.
All right.
No pressure.
Your term is screenshot.
Screenshot?
Screenshot.
Screenshot. S C R. E E N S H O T.
Correct.
I'm really nervous.
Sorry. Friendly one?
I've never stood on stage before.
Nope. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for helping me organize this. Oh, are you ready? All right. Your term is smartphone.
Smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
S-M-A-R-T-P-H-O-N-E. Smartphone.
Correct. Yeah, you the last of the round?
Yep.
Okay. Your term is breakpoint.
Breakpoint. B-R-E-A-K-P-O-I-N-T.
Correct. All right. Put a bag under here. Yeah, you can go up there. I'm just going to make this orderly for the future. Okay. Doot-de-doot. All right, round two. So, round two, I think it's just more of the same. I believe that's the case. Let me just check. Again, these are all lowercase terms for the first couple of rounds. Yeah, okay. Just making sure. So numbers are not my strength. Words are, so just want to make sure we're on the right round. Okay, your term is arbitrary.
Arbitrary. Arbitary. Aw.
Sorry, that's arbitrary. You get a sticker also. And for Bernie, I'm also going to gong. That's for Bernie. All right. All right. Your term is clickjacking.
Clickjacking?
Mm-hmm.
CLICKJACKING.
Correct. All right. Your term is disseminate.
Disseminate. DISSEMINATE.
Correct. All right, your term is countermeasure.
Countermeasure. CONTERMEASURE.
Correct. All right, your term is cash.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. This is a quote. Some of the example sentences are famous quotes. It's not maybe famous quotes, but quotes. Writer Sam Keen once said, "Scientists didn't discover the noble gas helium, the second most common element in the universe, on Earth until 1895, and they thought it existed in minute quantities only, until miners found a huge underground cache in Kansas in 1903.
Cache. CACHE.
Correct. Your term is mechanism.
Mechanism. MECHANISM.
Correct. Your term is hyperthreading.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. This is from its Wikipedia page.
So it must be true.
Ladies and gentlemen, this lovely style guide is not a dictionary. Dictionaries have all the words. Style guides only have the tricky ones that you need to talk about or have usage issues about. And so I do not have definitions in the style guide for most of these. So that's why the example sentences and many of the additional information are from somewhere else. So from the Wikipedia page, the main function of hyperthreading is to increase the number of independent instructions in the pipeline. It takes advantage of superscalar architecture in which multiple instructions operate on separate data in parallel.
I like that. Hyperthreading.
Mm-hmm.
HYPERTHREADING.
Correct. All right. Your term is humble brag.
May I hear that in a sentence, please?
Sure. This is from a 2012 episode of The Simpsons. When I humble brag about this article, the town's about to get as popular as toe sneakers. The us types are coming.
Humble brag.
Mm-hmm.
HUMBLEBRAG.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right, your term is peripherals.
Peripherals, PERRIFERALS.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Spaceman. You get a sticker. Thank you. Thank you for participating. All right. It's been so much.
I'm sorry, I'll
It's okay, it'll come back.
Sorry. right?
Oh.
I am next.
Hey, everyone's having a good time. All right. I brought this on myself. All right. Are you ready for your term? You ready? Okay. Your term is tailgating.
Tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
T-A-I-L-G-A-T-I-N-G.
Correct. All right. Your term is sinkholing.
Could you give additional sinkholing?
Mm-hmm.
Could you give additional information, please?
Sure. It's a traffic redirection.
Sinkholing. S-I-N-K-H-O-L. E-I-N-G?
I'm so sorry. It didn't have that E in there. You get a sticker. Thank you so much for participating. I'll go. Nope, it doesn't. We'll figure this out.
Here's some very compound words we're getting here.
Yes. It'll expand. All right. Your term is bit squatting.
Bit squatting?
Mm-hmm.
Bit squatting. B-I-T-S-Q-U-A-T-T-I-N-G. Bit
Correct.
Squatting.
Thank you. Right. Your term is signature.
Signature. S-I-G-N-A-T-U-R-E. Signature.
Correct. All right. That's the end of the round. If you want to join the row of spellers, you're welcome to. You're not out there unless you want to be.
Can move down one?
Garbage.
Sure. Yeah. Although I don't want you to be behind the podium the whole time if you don't want to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stand up anyway.
Yeah. All right. So as with all spelling bees, they're inherently uneven because everyone's experience is different. I tried to make it as even as I could, but again, I'm sure there will be complaints, and you can take it up with me, and I have the same answer. Okay. In round three, all of these terms are from the style guide, but in case any of you weirdly studied all 103 of its pages, these are not the head words. These are words that appear in the style guide in the actual entries. So this is just a gentle shot across the bow that later more terrifying words from the entries will appear. But this is just introducing the concept as part of the tutorial. No, that will start in round four. This is your last completely lowercase round. Thank you for reminding me, Emma. All right. Ready for your term?
Am I?
Sure. Your term is intrusion.
Intrusion. I-N-T-R-U-S-I-O-N.
Correct. Oh, I'll do that. All right. Your term is apostrophe.
Apostrophe. A-P-O-S-T-R-O-P-H-E.
Correct. Your term is exclamation.
Exclamation. E-X-C-L-A-M-A-T-I-O-N.
Correct. That was from our bang entry. It's actually the very first entry. We start with punctuation, and we're like, how do you order punctuation? And the answer is QWERTY. So we start with an exclamation point. That's how it starts. Starts with a bang. All right. Your term is adjective.
Adjective. That's it?
No, yes.
Got it right? Okay,
sorry. They just put up the spelling bee from the musical. All right.
Oh.
As the background. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
It's an unrelated laugh. You're fine.
Okay.
No one needs to be nervous.
Cool. Adjective.
The term is still adjective.
A-D-J-E-C-T-I-V-E.
Correct. Your term is multipurpose.
Multipurpose. MultiPurpose.
Correct. Your term is infrastructure.
Infrastructure. INFRASTRUCTURE.
Correct. Your term is protocol.
Protocol. PROTOCOL.
Correct. And just so everybody knows, the width of the paper stripes has nothing to do with difficulty. It's just me cutting with paper. So there's no indication about the kind of word that it is. Okay. Your term is principle.
Is it principal or principal?
Principal. Oh, they care about you.
PRINCIPLE.
Correct. Bold move. All right. He's very confident. Round three, confident. All right.
That word, my bitch.
That's for her to decide. Okay.
Have some principles.
Your term is integrity.
Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity. INTEGRITY. Integrity.
Correct. Thank you, Greg. Right. Your term is forgery.
Forgery. FORGERY.
Correct. All right. You have made it through the all lowercase rounds.
Oh, no.
Soon you shall meet your doom. All right. I'm going to open my soda. Please don't explode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as a reminder, all terms in this round will have at least one capital letter somewhere. They could have more than one, but there will be at least one. And you can say capital or uppercase, and you should assume that all the letters are lowercase unless you specify. So if it's an all caps acronym, you need to keep saying it. And let's see how this goes. All right. Your term is Asimov.
Capital A, S, I, M, O, V.
Correct. There you go. It's our good friend, Mr. Asimov. Oh, I'm sorry, doctor? All right.
Depends which.
Oh, this is a... All right.
Eric doesn't have a doctor.
It's good clarification. Okay, your term is BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. Capital BUZZFEED. Oh!
I'm sorry, the F is capitalized in BuzzFeed. Oh! We have three ways to do this now? I don't think that was the problem. Okay, it's hard to argue with the AV guy. All right, we do it all the ways. Okay. All right, your term is CISO.
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 Can you please use it in a sentence?
Sure, from its Wikipedia page. Having a CISO, or the equivalent function in the organization, has become a standard in business, government, and nonprofit sectors.
CISO, capital C, capital I, capital S, capital O.
Correct. That's right. If an acronym is involved, I will say an acronym is involved, but obviously I'm not going to tell you what the acronym is.
This is how it ends.
You would know. Hmm?
I said, this is how it ends.
All right. your term is B-sides. Oh, spelling B-sides.
No, I'm trying to think. Sorry, hold on. So, B-sides. Use it in a sentence, just
okay.
To make sure.
I submitted a talk to B-sides San Francisco, but it wasn't accepted.
Okay. Oh.
Oh.
Is that a true story?
It is a true story.
Oh, I'm sorry. B-sides. Rolling the dice here. Capital B. Capital S-I-D-E-S. And people are already saying...
No, please, audience, respect. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Respect, well. Respect to Emma. All right. Your term is Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Capital B, L-U-E-T-O-O-T-H.
Correct. Named after Harold, that Viking guy. Your term is Clippy.
It looks like you're spelling a word.
It looks like you're spelling a word.
This is capital punishment. That's his joke. I stole it.
That's two offenses then.
Clippy, capital C, L-I-P-P-Y.
Correct. All right, your term is eBay.
E, capital B, A, Y.
Correct. Electronic Bay. Very nice. I'm from the Bay Area, and so it's just like, what is the internet? Oh, it's that building. It's that building.
I just want to take a moment to thank you all for allowing me to join you up here. And...
I'm not sure why you're thanking them, but all right.
I'd also like to thank you for making these rules.
Happy to make rules.
And these words.
I compiled them. All right. So, ready
you're
for
your... wonderful compiler.
Thank you. All right. Okay, your term is Dropbox.
D-R-O.
Come on now.
You gotta.
Capital P, capital B-O-X.
Ah, oh, it's so good. It's so good. You get a sticker. So good. You're so, for everyone's knowledge, it's just a capital D at the beginning of Dropbox. Everything else is lowercase. But there's no way to know. Aw, no hope. All right. All right, Craig. Your term is Cupertino.
I'm not sure if I can ask. This is a city, Cupertino?
Yes. This is the city in the South Bay where the main campus of Apple is at One Infinite Loop. And it's about 5 minutes away from my mom's house.
Cupertino. Capital C-U-P-E-R-T-I-N-O.
Correct.
Cupertino.
Very nice. I have that term in there because of the Cupertino effect, where the early Apple dictionary had cooperate only with a hyphen between the co and the operate. And so if you wrote cooperate without a hyphen, it auto-changed it to Cupertino. So it's like, we really got a Cupertino on this project. So it's the Cupertino effect. It's a lesson about dictionaries. So I put it in the guide. All right. Your term is Gamergate.
What were the rules on cheating again?
You can, but I won't give you prizes. So, I mean, you can go out however you want, but it doesn't lead to victory. That's right. It's about
capital Gamergate.
Correct. That seems to be the standardized way that people write it. All right, that's the end of that round. Woo! Good job, everybody. Round four. Did anybody leave the stage that I forgot to give a sticker to as they exited? If I did, you you get a sticker if you want it. Oh. Here you go. Okay, so this is round five, and this is the first round where uppercase and lowercase will be mixed. And so in my gracious benevolence, in this round and this round only, I will give you two terms, and you get to choose which one you want to spell. And then the next person will either then spell the one you didn't choose or another one I pull out of the bag. So you get to pick your poison. You have a little more control. It may bite you, but it's all up to you.
Yeah, I don't like having choices.
Okay, well, that's why I made this round. So, your two terms to choose from, and you can ask about whatever from either of them, but you just have to choose at some point. Your term is either cryptocurrency or Android.
I'll choose Android for 300.
Okay.
Android, capital A-N-D-R-O-I-D. Did I spell it wrong? Aw, heck.
This is just the name for a robot.
Ah!
And you didn't ask about it.
Yes!
I'm so sorry. You get a sticker. It's, I mean, I did put this in on purpose. Wow, fanfare. This is nice. Okay, so your two terms to choose from are cryptocurrency or embarrassingly.
Can you use cryptocurrency in a sentence, please?
Sure, let's see what I wrote. all right, this is from an episode of Archer. Krieger says, yeah, if it's insane to use an X-Gen asymmetric onion router and digital cryptocurrency to sell your cocaine anonymously and completely risk-free. That's just some dialogue. You're welcome.
Cryptocurrency.
Okay.
CRYPTOCURRENCY.
Correct. That's a cryptocurrency.
I'm already going to pick embarrassingly, but I want to...
Okay. Wow.
Hear the other one anyway.
Your other option is ARPANET.
Oh, but they're both fun. embarrassingly.
Okay.
Use it in a sentence, just so I make sure that it's not like some open source project.
Sure. All right, so this is because of the term embarrassingly parallel in the guide, and the quote I have is from actress Kristen Bell, who once said, I'm empathetic to a fault. I really do, embarrassingly enough, tear up when someone squishes a bug in front of me.
Relatable. embarrassingly, right? That's
embarrassingly.
Just making sure that's the right.
That is.
One. EMBARRASSINGLY.
Have it with one S.
What?
Two S's, one R.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, okay. I'm trying to be a judge and such. Yes, take that. I'm not trying to wrongly accuse people of murder here. Everyone is complaining. All right. Is wrong? Aww. Well, then I'm fired. Back up. Keep the sticker. I apologize, everyone. Excel spreadsheets are terrible. It's double-double?
What?
One second.
I said double-double. I said
one. Is everyone. What's happening? Yeah, okay, it's double. It's double on both. I just, sorry, I didn't have my... Yeah, that's on me, everybody. That's on me. Okay. All right, okay. You're good. I mean, you can try. A lot of this is weird. All right. So, all right. This is everything. Okay. We're gonna reset for a second here. Okay. All right. I kind of feel like giving you two new words just to have a clean slate. How do you feel about that?
Whatever you like.
Okay. Just kind of. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Your two options are Dvorak and Ikar.
Use the second word in a sentence, please.
Okay, Ikar. This is from the Ikar test file Wikipedia page. The use of the Ikar test string can be more versatile than straightforward detection. A file containing the Ikar test string can be compressed or archived, and then the antivirus software can be run to see whether or not it can detect the test string in the compressed file.
Ikar. Capital E, capital I, capital C, capital A, capital R.
Correct. Very nice. Very, very nice. I learned about that at work. I learned about a lot of these at work. That's kind of why I made the guide. But that one particularly. Okay, so your options are Dvorak or dependency.
All right, I'm going to spell Dvorak.
Okay.
And I'm going to type it in my Dvorak keyboard in the air.
Okay, you do what you want.
Dvorak, capital D, V-O-R-A-K.
Correct. Very nice. The same spelling as the composer Dvorak, but that one is anglicized for whatever reason. All right. Your terms are dependency or... collision.
Sentence, please.
For which?
Collision.
Okay. All right. So this comes from the hash collision attack entry. And this is a sentence that I made. The AP style, the journalist style guide, used to have a stupid rule that things could not be in a collision unless they were both moving. So a moving train could not collide with a stopped train. But they have since removed that.
Well, since there needs to be, does there need to be a capital? Well, there hasn't been in some things. Collision. C-O-L-L-I-S-I-O-N.
Correct.
I would have gotten all three of the last questions.
That's the glory of the spelling bee. All right. Your terms are dependency or anonymous.
I can't spell ARPANET.
No.
Dependency?
Dependency.
Or anonymous.
Or anonymous.
I'm sure I got them both. Please, let's spell anonymous, but I would like to hear it in a sentence first.
Okay. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Now I'm afraid. Let's go with anonymous, beginning okay. with capital A, N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S.
Correct. Nice.
Good thing you asked for the sentence.
That's right. All right. That's right. It might have been a trap. All right. Your term is either dependency or duck, duck, go.
Can you use dependency in an Archer quote?
In a what?
In an Archer quote.
I tragically, I have no Archer quote. I have a David Attenborough quote, actually, for this one.
I'll take it.
I really, really, really can't. So David Attenborough once said, "The only way to save a rhinoceros is to save the environment in which it lives, because there is a mutual dependency between it and millions of other species of both animals and plants."
Dependency. D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-C-Y.
Correct. That was because of our dependency hell entry. All right, that was round five. Yay! Only slight chaos. Okay. All right. So you're up first. This round, all of the terms are somehow related to...
Our next contestant is Peter Griffin.
Wow.
Peter, your word is tree.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
There is a tree by the lake.
Huh. Can you use it in a dirty sentence?
I like to bring transient hookers to the old oak tree where I asphyxiate myself at the same time I'm watching them have sex with each other.
T-R-E-E, tree.
Correct.
Yeah, Peter!
All right. I'm gonna... It's not a great example sentence for sex workers, but all right. So all of the terms in this round are somehow related to sci-fi, dystopia, you know, AI, that kind of, a lot of fictional stuff, a lot of random stuff. You know what, we're down to seven people? I will ask the spellers. Spellers, would you like two choices in this round as well? How do you feel, speller at the podium?
I like choices.
You like choices. All right, we'll do it for this round, and then never again. But we'll do it for this round. I don't want to be a gatekeeper and shame you for not knowing something from one property rather than another. Okay, so we're gonna do it for this round, and then never again. So again, this could be capitalized or not. And your two terms to choose from are totalitarian and F society.
Can you use totalitarian in a sentence, please?
Sure. Oh, this is just Aldous Huxley. All right. Aldous Huxley once said, "Great is truth, but still greater, from a practical point of view, is silence about truth. By simply not mentioning certain subjects, totalitarian propagandists have influenced opinion much more effectively than they could have by the most eloquent denunciations." It's from our Big Brother entry.
Totalitarian.
Mm-hmm.
T-O-T-A-L-I-T-A-R-I-A-N.
Correct. Very nice.
Should have asked for it in a dirty sentence.
You could ask.
I'm with you.
Okay. Your term is either F society or Borg.
I'll leave Borg for somebody else. F S O C I E T Y.
Correct. All lowercase. F society is for Mr. Robot. Thank you. It's like anonymous. All right, your term is either Borg or dystopian.
Dystopian. D-Y-S-T-O-P-I-A-N.
Correct. All right. Your term is either Borg or Cylon. You can only avoid it for so long.
I prefer the original series with Lauren Green. Anyway, Borg, capital B O R G.
Correct. Okay. Your term is either Cylon or BMO.
Cylon, capital C Y L O N.
Correct. Very nice. Your term is either BMO or cyberpunk.
Please use cyberpunk in a sentence.
Okay. Oh, this is William Gibson.
Okay.
William Gibson once said, "A snappy label and a manifesto would have been two of the very last things on my own career want list. That label enabled mainstream science fiction to safely assimilate our dissident influence, such as it was. Cyberpunk could then be embraced and given prizes and patted on the head, and genre science fiction could continue unchanged."
Good one. Cyberpunk. C-Y-B-E-R-P-U-N-K.
Correct. Cyberpunk. Very nice. All right. Okay, your term is either BMO or replicant.
Can you use replicant in a sentence?
From the movie Blade Runner. You're not a replicant.
Replicant.
Straight from the movie. It's one of those memorable lines. All right, sorry.
R-E-P-L-I-C-A-N-T.
Correct. All right. Very nicely done. It's interesting because some of those fictional half-robot-y type things, if they're an alien race like Borg or Cylon, they're capitalized, and otherwise they're not. BMO, for the record, is a character from Adventure Time, who's a video game console-shaped cartoon robot friend, and it's capital B, capital M, capital O. All right, so we're moving on to round 7. And do I have any special notes for this round? You can go up there if you'd like. Nope, these are just hypothetically more difficult. Is what this round is. So no choice, just the term I pull out of the bag. All right. So your term is web dev.
Web dev.
Yes.
Can you please use it in a sentence?
Sure. From its Wikipedia page, the most important features of the web dev protocol include the maintenance of properties about an author or modification date, namespace management, collections, and overwrite protection. It's an it's an extension of HTTP that allows clients to perform and remove web content authoring operations. I'm sorry. Sorry. Allows clients to remove web content authoring operations.
WebDAV, capital W, E, B, capital D, capital A, capital B.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, applaud her. That's some good business. All right. Your term is systematically.
Systematically. S-Y-S-T-E-M-A-T-I-C-A-L-L-Y.
Correct. Your term is reproducible.
Reproducible.
reproducible. R E P R O D U C I B L E?
Correct. Very nice. I was worried that was going to be some sort of American English difference. Yeah. I was like, oh no. Because I do have, in the style guide, we have, gray hat and gray box, and those tend to change AY and EY, but for some reason, gray listing, I think, is EY all the time. It's just weird. Things you learn. Okay, ready for your term?
Yes.
Your term is putty.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Let's see. From its Wikipedia page, PuTTY does not support session tabs directly, but many wrappers are available that do.
PuTTY, P-U-T-T-Y. Oh, no! I knew that when I screwed it.
It's so sad. All right. Yeah, you can... yourself. For the record, it's capital P, lowercase u, capital T, capital T, capital Y.
Because TTY is the abbreviation for teletype.
He knows things, you guys. Is it the social engineering talk? All right. Your term is persistence.
Persistence. P-E-R-S-T. A-N-C-E.
Aww, I'm so sorry. I know you had it in you. Persistence, P-E-R-S-I-S-T-E-N-C-E. Aww, so soon. Related to session fixation. All right. Fun facts. I got facts. All right, your term is... listicle.
Please repeat the term.
Your term is listicle.
I'm having trouble hearing if you're saying listicle or listicle.
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 Yes.
Would you please use that in any way at all?
Sure, as many ways as you want. So... from an episode of Parks and Recreation, Bloosh just won the Pulitzer Prize for Best Top 10 Listicle. It's an article in the form of a list.
It's all clear.
Okay.
Listicle. L-I-S-T-I-C-L-E. Listicle.
Correct. Very nice. Yeah. The style guide is mainly for formal technical reports, but it also acknowledges the existence of the internet, where strange things happen and memes. And BuzzFeed is well known for listicles, but in the BuzzFeed style guide, they say not to use that term. it's a great style guide, though. They update all the time, much more often than this probably will. They cover more memes than we do, but we sort of... we merge in when it seems relevant. That's for you to say. All right. So, your term is consortium.
Consortium. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Sure. From the movie Armageddon. He's also the head of a scientific consortium.
Consortium, C-O-N-S-O-R-T-I-U-M.
Correct. Very nice. This appears in the Unicode Consortium entry, but this is also just the generic version. All right. So that's the end of that round. Yay! Okay. Okay. All right. Round 8. Probably more difficult. Again, hard to say with spelling bees and words. Okay. Your term is identifiable.
Identifiable.
Yes.
IDENTIFIABLE.
Correct. That comes from our PII entry, personally identifiable information. Very nice. All right. Your term here is disingenuous.
Can you use it in a sentence so I can make sure that it's not some open source project?
Sure. always happy to. The actor Paul Giamatti once said, "It'd be disingenuous to say I don't like attention. I'm an actor for God's sake, and it's flattering and all, but attention was never my big goal. I just like to work and have a good time." Disingenuous appears in our humble brag entry.
Huh. Fun. I'll have to check that out. Disingenuous. DISINGENUOUS.
Correct. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Your term is retroactively.
Retroactively. RETROACTIVLEY. Oh, da!
Forgot the E at the end.
Yes.
So sorry. Thank you for your excellent participation. Very, very nice. Can't tell. There's always going to be a fanfare. Your term is epilogue.
Epilogue.
Mm-hmm.
Lay a sentence on me, please, just to double check.
Sure.
We're all suspicious at this point.
Yeah, and you should be. That's apparently what I've trained you to do. It's like whimsy, but also very strict rules. Okay, so the TV writer Jeffrey Bell once said, one of the things that Dostoevsky talks about is that no character is too high to fall, and no character is too low to be redeemed. Crime and Punishment began with a person going out and consciously becoming a cold-blooded murderer, and it took 800 pages and an epilogue before the person finally asked for forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Epilogue. E-P-I-L-O-G-U-E. Epilogue.
Correct. Very nice. The style guide, the very last page of the style guide is our epilogue, which has an entry for Murphy's Law, which is an addendum to Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law is that anytime you talk or write about language, you will make language mistakes. And if you make a style guide, it will contradict itself. And so I'm glad that I proved that earlier with the embarrassingly embarrassing entry. Good job. All right. So your term is license.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Sure. Singer Lyle Lovett once said, "If you forget the words to your own song, you can always claim artistic license. Forget the words to the national anthem and you're screwed."
License. L-I-C-E-N-S-E.
Correct. Very nicely done. All right, one moment. Okay, let's see. We got four left. Just trying to
go
think.
To round 20.
No. Okay, we'll go to the next round. I just I have a lot of round 8 words, but we don't need them. All right, you can go to the podium, and I don't have it in front of me anymore, but did you write down a term that you have trouble spelling? Did you write that down? Or no, you were a late entry here. So the early signups, the idea was for the signup sheet today was you write down your handle and then a term that you have trouble spelling. So if you were going to write one down, what do you think that term would be? If you're just like if you have previous spelling bee experience, this we're doing an interview portion, guys. We're down to 4 people.
Internet.
Hey, what's happening? We just want you to be even sadder when they get out. We're trying to learn about the spellers. You're getting so rowdy. Do you, is there, you don't have to share any personal information. I just thought it would be like a nice moment.
The term that I have trouble spelling is embarrassingly.
Oh, all right. Well, good. Well, that one's out of the way, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. Well done. All right. So round 9, more of the same. Again, capitalization can be mixed in. It's just whatever piece of paper I pull out of this bag. Okay. So your term is Lou.
Lou?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please use that in a sentence?
Sure. In lieu of flowers, please donate to the EFF on my behalf.
Lou. L-I-E-U.
Correct.
I do have a story associated with mine.
Oh, good.
So is the word calliope.
Yes.
And so I was studying for a spelling bee. It was like a tri-state area like thing or something like that. Mm-hmm. And my mom continuously hounded me on the word calliope for a very long time. And then the last word that I had to spell before we ended the beginning round and moved on to the finals round was calliope. And I did spell it correctly. The word that I got out on was pedestal, which would have been much better to put. And I was very upset with myself the moment that I put an A after the D. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misspoke. Anyway, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Emma. All right. Your term is Wi-Fi.
Can you use it in a sentence just to make sure?
Sure. This quote confused me, but I kept it. Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber once said...
What?
Right? I want to get every church in the country on Wi-Fi.
Wait, Andrew Lloyd...
Yeah, I don't know.
The one who made all the show tunes?
Yeah. Yeah. Cats, Phantom, School of Rock.
Oh, no. That's disappointing.
It's,
capital W, capital Oh, can you take it back? Capital W, I, capital F, I. If you want me to get out for saying cap homeless, then fine, but.
Crowd, how are you feeling? Mercy? Oh my gosh. All right, Barabbas. Okay. All right, you're here. You're good. All right. All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. I know, right? Oof. Oof.
This guy, too, just saying.
All right. Greg, do you have a what is your tricky word?
I think here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living in Canada.
Doesn't sound like a problem.
You're all welcome at my house. And I think it's a British versus American spelling, which you haven't actually covered all that well, but the word was labeled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think I can spell it, but I also think that there might be ambiguity in the process somewhere.
Yeah, that can really mess with you. Fortunately, there is now official Canadian dictionary, so you don't have to just pick and choose from the Oxford and the Webster's.
Every word begins with A.
Trouble. Aw.
All right.
That's nice.
You can spell it if you want or something else.
Okay. No, so I have your term for you from round 9 here. Your term is ecstatic.
Lay a sentence on me, please.
Okay. From its Wikipedia page, and this just seemed very straightforward, ecstatic is a Russian language crime forum and marketplace.
What?
Yeah, that's what it said. But then it's an RDP tool. I don't know. It's a weird.
We're so sorry.
We love you.
Give him a mulligan.
Ecstatic. He hasn't even done a thing.
I haven't even gotten it wrong yet. Could you just give me read that? Is there anything else you have? I don't mean another word. I mean the other.
I don't think I have anything else in them.
Or just read me the sentence again. I found that hard to parse.
Yeah. Well, it
Get
seemed.
Wi-Fi.
I'm willing to spell aesthetic.
Okay.
Aesthetic. Aesthetic.
Ecstatic.
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 You're saying it three different ways.
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic. Do I get it right? Ecstatic?
Ecstatic.
Okay, in the sentence again, please.
Ecstatic is a Russian language crime forum and marketplace.
I thought it was
aesthetic. I don't think I'm going to get this. Ecstatic. E-C-X-T-E-T-I-C. That was a guess.
So, all right.
Yeah, it goes. Get harder.
It's a lowercase x, uppercase d, e d I c.
You are 100% wrong. Has anyone ever heard that word before? Yeah.
Thank you.
Beth, do you have any advice?
You know, it's amazing. You are 100% wrong. I mean, nothing you've said has been right.
All right. All right. This is a prototype. Lowercase d, uppercase, or lowercase x, uppercase d, e d I c. This is a prototype. This is the first time this has been unleashed on the public. I don't know what to do at this point, you guys. I had a secondary judge, and I think he went to bed. All right. Are you ready for your term? Your term is restful.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Sure. From its Wikipedia page. Six guiding constraints define a restful system. These constraints restrict the ways that the server can process and respond to client requests so that by operating within these constraints, the service gains desirable non-functional properties such as performance, scalability, simplicity, modifiability, visibility, portability, and reliability. If a service violates any of the required constraints, it cannot be considered restful.
Can you use a different word, please?
I mean, no one's a big fan of this round at the moment.
All right. Capital R, capital E, capital S, capital T, F-U-L.
Correct. All right. Okay. This round... The worst way that a spelling bee can end is if the person runs out of words. So that is not what's going to happen tonight. I know. Okay. So in this round, there might be more than one word. So again, I don't care about hyphens or spacing. It's just about letters and capitalization and things like that. Cool. Okay. So, your phrase. All right. Your phrase, your term is drown attack.
Drown attack?
Yes.
Can you please use that in a sentence?
Sure. From Wikipedia page, to protect against drown, server operators need to ensure that their private keys are not used anywhere on the server software that allows SSL v2 connections. It's a TLS bug. It comes from an acronym.
Okay.
Drown attack that you hear in that
sentence. To protect against drown attacks, server operators...
Drown attack.
Drown attack.
To protect against a drown attack.
Yes.
Drown attack. Capital D, capital R, capital O, capital W, capital N, A T T A C K.
Correct. All right.
All right.
Please no awing if somebody gets something that you think is wrong.
Okay.
Then it's okay.
Your term is Doomsday Clock.
Use it in a sentence just to be sure.
Okay. The Doomsday Clock was moved forward in 2018 because of, quote, the failure of world leaders to deal with looming threats of nuclear war and climate change, end quote. This is the clock's closest approach to midnight, matching that of 1953.
Doomsday Clock, correct?
Doomsday Clock.
Doomsday Clock. Capital D, O-O-M-S-D-A-Y, space C-L-O-C-K. Ah.
Go.
So the C is also...
It's an official clock. It is the clock of Doomsday.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Emma. Oh, you got it already. All right.
Goodbye.
Okay. Your term. Did you give a little thing about a word that you spelled wrong one time?
I did not.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Would you like to share at this point?
No.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Your term is dirty cow.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. From its Wikipedia page, if a malicious individual could use the dirty cow vulnerability to escalate their permissions, they could change a file such as /bin/bin/bash, so that it performs an additional unexpected function such as a keylogger.
Repeat that sentence one more time.
Okay. If a malicious individual could use the dirty cow vulnerability to escalate their permissions, they could change a file such as bin bash so that it performs performs additional unexpected functions such as a keylogger.
All right. Capital D-I-R-T-Y, capital C-O, capital W.
All cow is all caps. The fanciest cow in the world. That leaves us with one person. Yes.
Is it wrong? If I...
Is it wrong?
Is it wrong if I...
It's wrong. Yes, it's wrong.
You did it. Spelled more words correctly than anyone else by everyone else getting out in the round, and she's surviving the round. So you could certainly spell another word if you'd like to. If you'd like a farewell tour word. You have to. You're so noisy. Right? She's good. She's good. Did you? Yeah.
So you admit you were wrong?
Yes.
We got breadcrumb trail. We got Big Brother. We got Billion Laughs Attack. Yeah, we're good. All right. So you get okay, you got some things. What's your name?
Margaret or Pink Girl?
Okay. Well, tell if you want to advertise yourself.
No.
Our victor here is Pink Girl. She won. You get a number of things.
Yes.
So you get a copy of the style guide.
Excellent.
That's obvious. And yes. We get some other things. So
she got the rest of the alphabet.
Most importantly, you get this badge. I was told there would be badges. There aren't this year, but she has a badge now, and so do all the spellers. So this is your 2018 spell check champion badge. That is for you.
Aww.
You are victor. We also have here you get a copy of Isaac Asimov's science fiction magazine from February 1983. I'll have a bag for you in a second. we have a box of emoji band-aids. You get an O'Reilly glass cleaner. You get a Peridot. You get, this is very stupid also, is little emoji things. For there. So, and you get this bag to put them in.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's up to Bernie if she gets the gong. I mean, he's got the shirt on, so hard to tell. Okay, I'll ring the gong in a second. Anyway, thank you everyone for coming. I have been Brianne Hughes. I'm on Twitter on @E_Briannica. Thank you for your patience. I understand that this was not 100% smooth. I appreciate your mob-like mentality. Thank you very much for your AV support. Sure. Yeah.